right, we are here at the 2020 Q Symposium on the Big Island of Hawaii. And in the studio lounge is Mr. David Pierce from CUNA Mutual Group. David, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for inviting us over here.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. How's the conference going for you guys so far? It was busy out there.
Very good, yeah. And the sun has finally come out.
Yeah, this fun. Yeah, for those who weren't here, we had quite the squall this morning with things blowing over. Breakfast got a little damp.
It did that.
It got flooded, actually.
Exactly. When you have 35-mile-an-hour winds and then 70-mile-an-hour gusts, you're not expecting that.
Not at all, but it's turned out to be a really nice day here.
It sure is.
In Hawaii. So you wanted to talk about the challenge credit unions face when they don't help more members with their six core financial needs and what it means. So give us a lay of the land here, David.
Sure. It starts with credit unions maybe being familiar with or not with the American Customer Satisfaction Index. It's an index that's run every year. Mm-hmm. And since 2017, really, credit unions' customer satisfaction index has been showing that it's been more flat. And the tragic part is, for the first time in history, banks in 2019 surpassed credit unions in customer satisfaction index.
Uh-oh.
So that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
So, and the worst part about that is really the fact that even credit unions declined a little bit where banks went above the trend line.
Mm-hmm.
So, on our business model with our credit union partners, we're talking to them about how they can help more members and help more members more. And part of that is the use of data and using tools that we have available for our credit union partners. The big thing is to talk to them about what are they doing to meet their six core financial needs. And so credit unions do loans and deposits very, very well. That's their bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes down to when they think about things like protection. Members tell us, based upon surveys, in fact, over 53% of members will tell you that they would rather deal with their credit union when it comes to financial security. And so what we're trying to do is leverage that piece of data, mm-hmm. and help credit unions provide those things that members find important to them, such as protection,
right.
Life insurance, things like
Yeah.
Protecting. Asset growth. Members are looking to the future, certainly, and they want to partner with their credit unions, and they believe their credit unions are the best place to do business.
Right.
Next is, again, looking at income growth and the ability to have some income in the future, mm-hmm. available to them. And then finally, looking at, again, a legacy, providing something for their family to follow them. I speak of legacy from two standpoints. One, my grandfather started a credit union, CNO Credit Union, back in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a board member and as well as the last standing state share insurance president in Virginia in 83 when they turned it over to NCUA. My son works for a credit union in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, wow.
So I think about legacy. Credit union's been very good to us, very good to our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I know members feel that way too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're learning this, but here's the sad part about it. Less than 3% of members that know of their credit union having a wealth management program,
mm-hmm.
or a way to help them with protection, mm-hmm. asset growth, income,
mm-hmm.
legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Only less than 3%, really,
wow.
Not more than 3%, on average, do business with their credit unions.
Really?
That's tragic.
That is.
So what we're trying to do is change that dynamic,
yeah.
by leveraging data, by working with our advisors more and more every day on, mm-hmm. proficiency, mm-hmm. and efficiencies. And then the best part about this is a strategy that was developed by our president, Rob Comfort, and the team that he has brought on board,
mm-hmm.
To leverage this data, the tools that we have, through a blueprint. And it's allowing us to put together an executional marketing plan, mm-hmm. that works with our credit union advisors, mm-hmm. in cooperation with our credit union, so that we get to the mutual agreed upon solution that we're looking for. So that's what we're doing.
So how important is wealth management to a credit union to provide to their members in today's fast-paced business world? Like you said, what, 3%?
Less than 3%.
Less than 3%. That's astounding. when I think, from my point of view, I mean, this is one of the, this would be a main service provider from a credit union. This is a big deal, I would think.
Well, you would certainly think so.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're talking to a member about the loan, they've got everything they know about a member yeah. right there in front of
exactly.
them. So here's an easy entree mm-hmm. into that service and into that solution. So here's what we're seeing. Again, when credit unions are evaluating the landscape, they're focused on loans and deposits, and they're thinking that this is just a little side thing, many. Others, they're saying it's important to them, they bring it and embrace it into their organization.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that they're not doing isn't making it core to their organization
yeah, yeah.
so that they can look at their NCUA charter or their state charter, whatever, where mm-hmm. it says right off to the beginning, mm-hmm. you know, we're here to meet the financial needs of our members and all their financial needs.
Right. Wealth management included.
And that would be wealth management
right.
included.
Right.
And so here's what's happening. The banks are eating into that market share.
No doubt.
And they're doing it very effectively. And of course, as we all know, sure, they have a lot of money to spend. And so credit unions need partners mm-hmm. that can do that. You know, Brian Flynn spoke to the group here at Q Symposium this morning mm-hmm. about the difference between a vendor and a partner. And a partner is where we, again, sit down at the table and we come to a mutual agreed upon solution and we work on each other's behalf. And so we put skin in the game, credit union puts skin in the game, and we all get together and make it happen. And so that's what we're doing. And again, we're very grateful for the response that our CUNA Mutual board has made to this. Bob Trunzo, our president.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. We've invested $40 million into this mm-hmm. just recently.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to build upon this model
mm-hmm.
so that credit unions can be around. Now, think about this. When I started in the credit union system, probably you might have been around a little bit. But I started in 1979. There were 21,360 credit unions then. How many do we have now?
5,000 and some change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fallen like a rock.
Yeah.
And so what we're trying to do is take that wonderful marketplace that we have and leverage what the culture is of every credit union, the calling of every credit union, the commitment of every credit union,
mm-hmm.
and we're putting that together and saying, how can we work together
mm-hmm.
to take that 3% and move it? And then we talk to credit unions and we say, let me show you what it means and matters to you,
mm-hmm.
your board, and to your members.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your members are going to be well taken care of,
yeah.
and assets won't drain off. Last thing I'll mention is this. Many credit unions today on the mainland are chasing deposits. They need deposits.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big topic
yeah.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something we know. 80 cents out of every dollar that moves into a wealth management program comes from the outside. So they have those assets out there. And so we work in partnership with our credit unions to help manage those assets that come on board. Some of them might go internally into a credit union through a CD program or things like that. So it's also, again, working cooperatively to help.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, I'll say this. We know that credit unions that have
mm-hmm.
a wealth management program, loans follow, deposits follow.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So I hope that helps.
I think so. And just as an addendum here, I spoke with Rob about this last summer, and he was telling me that there's going to be an increasing demand for wealth management, especially as the millennials move up the
Absolutely.
Corporate ladder.
Sure.
Even Gen Z, my gosh, Gen Z, we're already talking Gen Z. But and as Gen X, the boomer, all these generations moving up, they're going to demand wealth management. So there's going to be, the demand is going to continue to rise for this. And credit unions should be in a great spot to provide something like this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So again, that stat, 10,000 baby boomers retire every day.
Wow.
Right now, that's happening.
So what?
The second thing that's happening is there's for those millennials,
mm-hmm.
the wealth transfer. My dad just died actually a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he was 94 years old. He did very well. And certainly we shared in that estate. No question about
sure.
it.
Sure.
Well, where did that money go? Had to have a house.
Right.
Had to have a home. I'm not ready to retire right now. So I had to put it in a place that would work for our financial
mm-hmm.
security,
mm-hmm.
for our protection,
mm-hmm.
you know, for our legacy. And so, again, when credit unions listen to the conversation and participate in with us, and we talk about how we're leveraging data,
mm-hmm.
working to, again, keep that culture very, very good and sound by advisor development, making them more proficient, more efficient in
mm-hmm.
that conversation
mm-hmm.
with their members, making it look and feel like it's a part of the credit union, it all wins. And then we put that strategy together And then we look at back at the end of the day. And now I'll say this, in the last 12 months, since we've been employing the blueprint strategy, since the last time you talked to Rob Comfort, we have seen the dial move for credit unions that have participated in that blueprint strategy, that they have 56% better growth than those that don't.
Good for them.
So we're seeing
something there.
A win-win for everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. Good stuff. Last question. Where can folks find out more about wealth management?
Hey, it's a great place. CUNYMutual.com. You can find the link there for CBSI. Click on that link, as we had a credit union do recently in September. Put their name and address in there, email, and then we'll connect with them.
Good stuff. All right, David, thank you so much.
Hey, Mike, thank you. Great.